When I was young, I remember watching on television a show called To Tell the Truth. Three people claimed to be someone who experienced or accomplished something unusual or extraordinary. Hi, this is David Pilch, pastor of Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. The panel of celebrities could ask questions and then would guess who is truly this person. This was a show for fun. Unfortunately, we are living in a culture today that no longer values the truth. People will create and promote lies and half-truths to deceive others. We know from Genesis that this is exactly what Satan did and continues to do today. In John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." Jesus is saying who he is and what he has, and it is only available from him. Others are claiming they have a formula to find God. Jesus says, no, they don't. If you want to have a relationship with God, you have to follow what Jesus says. And he has a lot to say in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John about this. I like what someone said one time. They said, "I don't want to win, I want the truth to win." As Christians, we want to possess the same attitude about the truth. In the Battle Hymn of the Republic, it says this, "Glory, glory, hallelujah, his truth is marching on." As Christians, we are on the side of truth, and it continues to move forward. It has been exciting to see common sense coming back to America in recent months. You see, common sense is extremely important because it embraces truth. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul writes in the Voice translation of the Bible, quote, "Love doesn't tally wrongs or celebrate injustice, but truth. Yes, truth is love's delight. When a witness takes the stand in a court of law, they pledge to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth." Why is this important? Because you won't have justice without the truth. Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful to have the Bible and all it has to say about walking in the light as you are in the light. May we be strong witnesses for you as we speak the truth of your word. And we pray in Jesus' name. This is David Pilch, campus pastor of Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.